ABC Radio Australia.
The continued escalation of war in the Middle East is having a drastic impact on the global economy, the Pacific Islands included. Everywhere, fuel prices are surging with the disruption of energy supplies impacting the price of food, household energy and transportation is rising. Travel has also been hit hard with airfares going up and flights cancelled. Pacific countries are on the precipice of feeling the full impact of the fuel crisis, but tourism operators are hoping it could lead to more visitors. Finau Fanua files this report.
The Strait of Hormuz is closed, according to a statement from Iran's Revolutionary Guards today. They vowed a severe response to any ship trying to get through.
The Middle East produces over 30% of the world's crude oil, and most of it is exported through the Strait of Hormuz. The narrow waterway has been virtually closed since the US and Israel launched attacks on Iran, causing fuel prices to surge around the world. Despite their distance from the conflict, Pacific Island countries are not immune to these shocks.
These external shocks are felt deeply in our economy, in our transport sector.
Tonga's Prime Minister Lord Whakapuanua held a press conference last Friday and addressed the crisis. With monthly petrol and diesel prices expected to be announced this week, the cost is expected to be high, and the government is urging the public to avoid using fuel.
What we hope, and I ask you to pray, is that the war will end within these 2 months. If it continues through April, May, and into June and July, we will be in a critical and dangerous situation.
Samoa's Prime Minister Lauli Smit has also addressed the issue, saying government's immediate priority was to ensure the country had enough fuel supply.
Our priority now is to make sure we have enough supply. And we have just discussed with Honourable Prime Minister in terms of assistance, because what's happening now, we never know what's the protection of the supplying and the cost, because we can't control that. We never know what's going to happen next, because the war doesn't end, I don't know.
Airlines have already taken a big hit, with airfares going up and flights being cancelled. Just 2 weeks ago, Air New Zealand announced a cut in over 1,000 flights, including some to the Pacific. With travel reduced, the concern is that it could undermine tourist visits to the Pacific nations.
Fiji, that's where you want to be.
For Fiji, the most popular tourist destination in the Pacific, the impact on visitor numbers are a particular concern. CEO for the Tourism Association of Fiji, Fantasia Lockington, says the Fiji government has initiated an action plan.
We are talking with government about reviewing, for example, the departure tax during this time. The other thing that we're doing is the entire industry is preparing a collaborative approach to how we can create opportunities out of these challenges. We know fuel price increases will ripple across the economy. It'll raise transport, freight, and even production costs. And we know that this is going to drive inflation and potentially make Fiji more expensive.
She's optimistic Fiji's tourism industry could pull through and says global flight cancellations could be a blessing in disguise as Australians and New Zealanders look for travel destinations closer to home.
The entire industry is preparing a collaborative approach to how we can create opportunities out of these challenges, this particular challenge, in fact. So we're working together to ensure that we create the opportunities by making sure that we've got very comprehensive and very affordable packages for potential visitors to consider.
Another blessing in disguise is that oil-producing countries have more demand, and that means more revenue. One of those countries is Papua New Guinea.
PNG LNG project has had a long-lasting impact, contributing more than 28 billion kina to the state of Papua New Guinea.
Han Freitas, World Bank's Division Director for Papua New Guinea, says whilst local consumers suffer, government revenue increases.
PNG exports oil and imports fuel. So in a sense, what will happen with rising fuel prices, that people will feel the impact of that at the pump and when they pay their electricity bill. At the same time, over time, the government will also make more revenues because it's exporting oil.
Chris Cocker, CEO of the South Pacific Tourism Organization, says a recent meeting between representatives of Fiji's tourism industry were visibly concerned by the crisis.
The Middle East this crisis was raised up on its impact. I could see it's still very early, and as you probably are aware, that the Pacific are usually the last frontier to hit. But they are aware of it, and for example, Fiji has reactivated their tourism action groups.
Mr. Cocker says for most of the region, tourist numbers remain stable, and like others, say global flight cancellations could be a blessing in disguise.
We are the most safest because we are most furthest. So not only would the fuel prices go up, but we also have an advantage there for us to capitalize on as a safe destination. Not only sun, sand, sea, but safety as well. So four S's. The thing that we've learned is we are very resilient because we've gone through pandemics, we've gone through cyclones. These are external pressures. We just hope that it will be sorted out so that things will be back to normal, because it's not only affecting travel into the Pacific, but globally.
That was Chris Cocker, CEO of the South Pacific Tourism Organization, ending that report from Finau Fanua.